Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A feature report today with state apiarist Tammy Horn Potter on topics for beekeepers and honey lovers. First, for helping the hives survive the winter.
We want the hives to have about 60 pounds of honey going into November. And so in order to do that, beekeepers need to start feeding their honeybees a mixture 2-to-1 sugar syrup, 2 parts sugar to 1 part water. And this time of year, I stress if the hive is below 40 pounds, they need to feed those bees gallons of sugar syrup. Don't feed them pints. We need to really beef them up going into the wintertime.
Those tips are in the September edition of her Beelines digital publication, and we'll help you locate that in a minute. Another topic covered is the suggestion that beekeepers consider making a small investment to have their honey pollen tested.
For instance, some beekeepers advertise that they have clover honey, but there's no proof of that. And what Bryant will offer you is a pollen analysis that will let you know if you have clover honey. And according to international standards, you need to have 46% of one type of pollen and or nectar to claim a monofloral source.
Potter does the analysis and says her customers seem to like having that information. She feels good marketing. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
State apiarist Tammy Horn Potter says educators may want to check out their September newsletter for available grants to use beehives in teaching.
These are not high-dollar grants. They're very modest. They're approximately $1,500. But for some schools, I think all of us are facing some type of cuts, and this may be just the thing that encourages a school to consider having a hive.
Go to the Ag Department website, kyagr.com, and search honeybee.
The Beelines is its own separate icon. There's a very friendly bee right there on the website, and it's called the Beeline Newsletters. And you would click on that and pull up September.
State apiarist Tammy Horn Potter, that website again, kyagr.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.